All right, our first reader today for Happy Fucking Endings is the one and only Ryder Collins. She is the mama from the Dirty South. She's got a novel called Homegirl. Let's give it up for the homegirl. Ryder Collins.
Like circusy swine all over the island. I hope your teeth fall out after your shoe polish one for Halloween. Oh, the irony. You as tramp and your new one in a little plaid miniskirt. Chaplin like with young too. I would never schoolgirl for you. I would never iPhone my breasts or even make kissy faces on the brown paper bag. I love burning on your doorstep. I hope Fellini Nina have to. I hope my Molotov days plays through you. Your belly dancer disappears in a poof of sequins and gauze. And your witch takes off on an ice blue Vespa. Chow, chow, she says, and nothing more. There is no witch.
I admire your restraint.
There is a Vespa. There is no Halloween. There is no teeth, no baby teeth, no adult teeth, no fox teeth, no mice. There is no bus, and there is no love. There are hipsters, and you hang out with them. You grow a mustache, you are mustachioed. You say, chow, chow. You ride that scooter through my hood slowly so I can see your new girl. And she's got a sundress on, and it is dusk. And I can count her bones, and I do, skidoo. And her bones burst through like rainbows and unicorns. And her dress is twee, and she is twee, and her eyes are big. And she is never hungry. I'm nervous. Part three.
It's not your issue.
Even if there were no new miniskirt girl, you would have left. No witch and no belly dancer. You were always packing that folding city up, then taking it out, looking at it, shaking it a bit, so I would teeter in my platforms, on my platform, in the shop window where you left me like a mannequin. And all the ducks and all the street corners and all the tourists and even the stop and go lights sighed to see you. Part four. So folding city pilt down man, I now know what juke means, and I hope you get ugly, then die, then get all decomposy, and the worms will think you're ugly as they crawl through your mustache hairs as they unwax your handlebar, and you are all au naturel under the earth, smothered until I can no longer hear the chow chow. I no longer heart the chow chow. I no longer seek a man with the city in his hands. I no longer look for the you who will leave again. That's the end of that one. I'm gonna read one more. It's also a love poem.
Ow.
Let's colonize each other. Let's get those little toothpick flags and stick them in each other's faces every Monday before the bus comes. Let's take little pink babies every Tuesday and sway to the music. Every Wednesday, let's knit sweaters from alfalfa sprouts we've grown in our newly annexed belly buttons. Thursdays, we will explore the peaks and valleys of knee territory and armpits. I will lick yours clean and tell you God decreed it so. Cleanliness or some shit, yo. Friday, I'll shame you because the dirt comes back, the dirt comes back, the dirt comes back. I will plow your dirt and ride you hard. You will wear a hair shirt. I'll sport a cassock. You'll call me Flying Nun, and I'll say Ms. Flying Nun to you. Saturday, we'll work even harder on our day off. We'll bust to the suburbs and ring doorbells and then pretend to be mimes. There's a door or a window between us. I can't believe I just did that.
You're mind maker.
There's the wind blowing. A hurricane, a typhoon. I will blow up that fucking box you're in to free you. You and all your natural resources. Sundays we'll make vegan pancakes in the shape of fascist dictators. All up in syrup. Yum, yum, yum. Thank you.